from the Triple M studios.
God, it's all happening.
This is the Marty Shear Gold Show. Triple M.
Matthew.
Sorry.
Matthew.
I'm going to do that again.
What are you doing?
I'm going to do that again. That was just a mess.
Jesus,
Matthew. I cannot believe it. And people think we pre-record that.
Oh, God. I didn't come into work for that.
I'm sorry. I'm very sorry.
That was your worst.
Yeah. No, it really was. I know it.
All right.
We're all concentrating.
Here we go.
Top six at six.
Much better. Not the best, but better.
I'll be ringing you up. When you see my name on your phone after 9, you'll think you know what it's about.
Patrick?
Patrick, he called you Patrick before. What? Fully thinking that your name was Patrick.
You weren't in the room. Were a Patrick.
You could be a Patrick.
You could. You'd be a good Patrick, actually.
Yeah.
Pat.
I don't think I know any Patricks.
Really? That's a very nice name, Patrick.
Patrick, it is. Mm. Good Irish name.
Yeah. I'd call you Patsy.
Oh, we call him Matsy.
We do call you Matsy.
Coming in at number one, Elon Musk loses $34 billion. Bezos loses $27 billion in a horror week for billionaires.
Oh, well, this is crypto.
It's very hard to feel sorry for them,
yeah,
isn't
yeah,
it?
I know. Well, they should just put out a tweet and fix it all. That's what normally happens.
Yes, Elon particularly. Number two, the Australian Open has been blasted over the Peng Shui T-shirt controversy after it emerges that Tennis Australia has a lucrative $100 million sponsorship deal with a Chinese liquor company.
Oh, right. Okay.
It's that 1534 one you see on the...
We don't want to get offside with the Chinese.
Mm.
I think that's them.
That makes more sense, doesn't it?
Yes.
That would be part of the reasoning.
Yeah.
$100 million. Please don't wear any anti-China gear.
Yep.
Number three, Terence Kelly confesses to abducting Cleo Smith from the campsite. That's the latest part of that story as it unfolds, the confession from Terence Kelly. Number four, the Morrison government has secured the rights to the Aboriginal flag, meaning it can now be reproduced without a fee. We were chatting about it off air, and someone's made a lot of money out of it. What's his name?
Harold.
Harold. Made $20 million.
Really?
Yes, it's, well, now we can reproduce the Aboriginal flag and sell it on fridge magnets. It'll be fun. Mm. Five, Julian Assange wins right to appeal extradition to the US. And that just continues.
Never ending.
Is he still in the embassy?
No, he's in jail now. Proper jail.
That's right.
We see the cars driving up Smith Street all the time, like free Julian
Assange.
Free Assange.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, it's not working.
No, it's certainly not. They can't hear you.
God, hasn't he just thrown his life away?
Yeah.
Number six, the project stars unleash on ridiculous ban on Aussies travelling to Europe as host says we're being treated like dirty, filthy Aussie COVID carriers.
Isn't that how we treated the rest of the world for the last 2 years?
Yeah, pretty much.
Aren't our borders still closed?
No, I don't think so.
No, they're open for, I think, residents and visa holders.
Yeah, but it's not like a car.
It's not like a free-for-all yet.
Yeah,
no.
So, I mean, we're doing it to the rest of the world still.
Yeah.
This project.
Yeah.
News to live a different one.
What's on the back page?
Ba-ba-da-ba. Let's get your sport news. What is happening in the wide world of Will?
I've lost Lauren because she's just realised there's a Nando's across the road.
Never seen the Nando's.
I've never seen that sign at that window in my life.
Remember I always say, oh, look, the awning for the Nando's is up on the...
No, don't you say grilled?
No. No, it's that
awning. It's that Nando's.
My God.
I think that Nando's has been here longer than this radio station.
Really?
Yeah, it's been there a long time.
Well, there you go.
The things you notice when you notice.
Alex Deminor.
I'm having a bleed.
The last Aussie men in the singles draw has been eliminated by Jannik Sinner of Italy, the 11th seed in straight sets. He put up a fight, went to a tiebreak in the first set, and then rallied late, but unfortunately...
How old is Alex, without
Alex
putting
is
you on the spot?
22.
Yeah, right.
And Jannik was 20. He's going to be a superstar, Sinner.
Mm.
So we can look forward to that. Women's draw, as I said before, has completely opened up for Ash Barty. So only 3 top 10 seeds remain in the final 8 now that we're into the quarterfinals.
Yep.
Sabalenka, Barty's biggest threat, the number 2 seed, lost in a major upset against 36-year-old number 115, Kaya Kanepi yesterday.
Kaya Kanepi.
Yep. Veteran French player Elise Cornet, 32-year-old. 63 attempts at Grand Slam level, and she made her first Grand Slam quarterfinal yesterday when she upset former number 1 Simona Halep. She shared an emotional moment with Jelena Dokic in a post-match
interview. I saw that. It was lovely.
We've got a bit of a grab. It's really nice.
Congratulations, your first Grand Slam quarterfinal. You, ladies and gentlemen, Alize Cornet. Wait.
So I just want to thank my box first, but also I want to tell you something.
Yes.
How you moved on in your life. I think we can all congratulate you because you were an amazing player and now you're an amazing commentator. So, bravo, Eva.
How lovely.
That is great.
Really nice.
And a really nice hug. And
they were both emotional, weren't
they? Yeah. So it was a big deal.
It's lovely to see that kind of raw emotion.
It is.
Because she's been a plugging away with very little success, it has to be said. Who's she playing in the quarters, this French
boy? I am not sure. I'll get back to you. Stefanos Tsitsipas won a 5-set epic late last night. That was the match after Demonor.
Oh, it was would have smashed Saganaki after that.
It was against American Taylor Fritz. 3 hours and 23 minutes.
Is there anything more exciting than eating Greek food when they just bring out plates of meat?
Oh, dips. What about the dips?
The dips.
Oh.
Caramassalata.
Yes. The cheese, the fried cheese.
Amazing.
Jesus.
Stalactites in the city, I'm pretty sure, were running a Tsitsipas sort of meal.
Promotion.
A promotion.
Meal deal.
Yeah. So if you want to get down to there for some Greek food. Ash Barty today.
Did they pay you to say that?
No, I just
paid for that.
I just remembered it.
It's a live rate.
I've never been there.
Stalactites.
Neither have I.
Oh, gosh. It's been there forever, Stalactites.
Yeah, it has.
Literally.
Yep. Yeah. Ash Barty will play Jessica Pegula, the 21st seed. The American girl in the quarterfinal. That's prime time tonight, 7 p.m. Rod Laver. Nadal will play Shapovalov at 2 p.m. That's the first men's quarterfinal, and that'll be followed by Gael Monfils playing Matteo Berrettini.
I didn't even know Gael Monfils was in the tournament.
He's getting on a bit.
Yeah.
So making a quarter is good for him. In the AFL, Liam Jones. Now, he hasn't given up on his AFL career, the former Carlton defender.
Mm.
He's training with Palm Beach Currumbin in Queensland. That's part of the Quaffle.
Yeah.
The QAFL.
Quaffle.
And he reckons he's as fit as he's ever been.
Okay.
Should the
rules
change?
Well, he can be as fit as he wants.
Yeah.
So he's not vaccinated. He's not playing.
Should he get vaccinated, he might find himself back on an AFL list, or should the rules change?
He's made a very strong decision, old Liam.
It also comes after West Coast forward Jack Darling was revealed to have not met the league's COVID training and playing mandates, and he's not allowed to train at the Eagles until he does so.
And is he going to, or is he going to throw his career away as well?
There are people suggesting he may be waiting for the Novavax vaccine,
that's right.
Which is getting
the anti-vaxxers vaccine, the Novavax.
He revealed on social media that he was absent from training because of a, quote, work-related injury and was on sick leave until further notice. So we'll see what happens there. He's really important for the Eagles.
Mm.
And in the NFL, described as one of the greatest week of playoffs in NFL history, it ended yesterday with the Kansas City Chiefs defeating the Buffalo Bills in overtime.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, in overtime. It was a pretty amazing game.
25 points after the two-minute warning, and it ended in overtime. Are you aware of the rules in overtime?
I was just about to say that to you. I didn't realise that both teams don't get a go with the ball.
It's criminal.
What is that about?
Yeah, they've changed it a lot over the last 10 years.
That's
only
ridiculous.
One team does.
So there was a coin toss. Kansas City won it. And then the rule is if they score a touchdown,
well, that's stupid.
They win.
Yeah, that's so stupid. It's basically a coin toss.
Yeah.
So whoever wins a coin toss wins the game.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Certainly in this case.
At the rate that Mahomes and Allen were scoring touchdowns, it pretty much came down to the coin toss, which is criminal when you've played such a good game.
How's Brady's team going?
Gone.
Gone.
The Buccaneers.
Oh, no.
The Buccaneers.
Massive comeback against the LA Rams, and they lost 30-27 field goal last play of the game.
Oh, no.
And Brady turns 45 in August.
Oh,
is he going around again?
They're sort of weighing it up. People aren't sure.
He's won a Super Bowl with this team, hasn't he?
Yes, last year.
I think the Buffalo Bills are going to be my team.
Oh, really?
They should be.
Yeah.
Wow.
Why not?
I don't know anything about them.
You don't
I assume
need
they're
to.
From Buffalo.
Yeah.
Yes, west of the
Buffalo
York.
Bills.
That's it.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea to go to the Buffalo Bills.
We should get some Buffalo Bills today, too.
Who's your team?
What an idea.
I went to Candlestick Park, the San Francisco venue.
Yeah, but who's your team?
So San Francisco, I've decided, is my team, but I don't watch enough. They're into a playoff game, though.
Right.
They're into a semi.
Right.
Oh, the bet's gone.
Yeah, the bet's gone. Started again. You've got to keep going.
No, I reckon we've covered it.
All right, good.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M.